one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
It is May 6, 2018. What Are You Reading Comic Book Show is on the air here on rantemradio.com. Either you're either listening live through that website or you're listening live to TuneIn or Stitcher. Either way, I appreciate it. But you know, if you're listening to those other two platforms, why don't you come over into the website itself? You can talk in the chat room. Everybody else, you're listening either on the download, either through Podbean or iTunes, so thanks for listening too. But instead of listening to me, you can always just call in when the show is live and talk comic books with me on Skype. And you just add me in at SilverSurfer_forever, or look for the Surfer, either one, it should bring me up. And I will gladly add you into the call, and we can discuss whatever comic book topic you want to talk about. So that makes the show more interesting than me rambling on about some news stories, which have been kind of skimpy of late, because everything's Avengers, 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 Avengers Infinity War, so it's making what I'm doing kind of hard the last couple of weeks. Although I did mess up, because I was supposed to do a free comic book day preview last week, but so many things happened that it slipped my mind and it shorted y'all on the show, so I apologize for that. But getting to the box office, no surprise here, Avengers Infinity War, number one for the second weekend in a row, added $112 million. So it's now domestic haul $450 million. And it's, of course, the second highest grossing film of the year, Black Panther. And it is moving up fast, so it could surpass it. It may not. It depends, because we do have some other movies coming out soon. Rampage, in its fourth week, added another $4.6 million to its... No, sorry, let me go back, because I'm not giving you all the full story about Avengers first. So, worldwide, Avengers have made $1.1 billion. And that's after 11 days. It seemed to have crossed the billion-dollar mark faster than any movie has in a record 11 days. It's not going to get up there in the all-time, like... Let me see where it's at and where it may end up in the end. So if we look at the worldwide totals, it's not catching Avatar, unfortunately. It probably won't catch Titanic, and depending on what it do overseas, it probably won't catch Force Awakens. So right now the goal would be to surpassed Jurassic World, which is in fourth place at 1.6 billion. And the original Avengers is in fifth place at 1.5 billion. So it'll probably surpass both the original Avengers. It'll probably catch Jurassic World. Now, even though Avengers is the biggest opening weekend of all time, it's not going to surpass Force Awakens for the number one movie all time domestic. Because even though, like I said, in 3 days it surpassed Force Awakens, the rest of the week it did not catch up to it. So right now it's $90 million behind the pace of Force Awakens. At this point, in 10 days, Force Awakens made $540 million, where Infinity War made $450 million. So, and the reason why Force Awakens was able to make more in the Monday through Thursday after the first weekend was because it was a holiday, so people were off and kids out of school and stuff like that. And now, you know, people are still in school. They got to work. You can't take off. Can't take your holidays. So, it makes a difference when a movie comes out. Now, of course, there's going to be other movies coming out in a couple of weeks. Now, getting back to the other movies, Rampage, as it says, is at fifth place after 4 weeks. It's a total of $84 million domestic. But if you look at the worldwide total, it's $377 million, so The Rock's not doing too bad. You know, him and his big white ape friend. Black Panther, which had moved up into the top five last week with the opening weekend of the Avengers, have dropped down to seventh place. And that's basically because new movies came out, like Overboard and Telly. So it added 3.1 million to its 693 million, so it's 7 million away from breaking the $700 million mark. Let me see how many movies have done that. Two, actually. Force Awakens and Avatar, so it would be the third. And then the question would be, will Avengers catch up and pass Black Panther or not? Now, I don't know how much repeat viewing Avengers Infinity War would get compared to Black Panther. Now, I know a lot of people, so they've seen it 2-3 times. But I know people have seen Black Panther more times. So, finishing out, Ready Player One has dropped down to 12th place with a 1.3 million. It's made 133 million. Domestic and worldwide, $566 million. So it's made his money back, and it looks like Steven Spielberg has not lost his touch altogether. And everything else is way down. Wrinkle in Time, 19th place. That's probably the biggest bomb of the year so far. Compared with this budget, I mean, it made $95 million, but its budget was more than that. Plus, it really tanked overseas. I don't know, they didn't open it in a lot of markets because of the cast, but it only made like $31 million overseas. And you would think, no, it's opening like every market. Except for Belgium, which is, no, it should have opened in Belgium. It did open in Belgium, so. And it was no China, it didn't open in China. Of course, every movie don't open in China. China's selective as to what movies they allow to open there, so. And it didn't open in Saudi Arabia like Black Panther did. Now, I don't know if Infinity War is going to be open up in Saudi Arabia or not. So, keep an eye on that. What was I about to say? Oh, I've been wondering half the day now. Alright, so Disney owns half the cinematic universes. It owns Marvel, it owns Star Wars, it owns Pixar. These things crank out billion-dollar movies from time to time. Now, Marvel's put out $2 billion movies this year. What if Solo cracks a billion? Think about that. Three movies over $1 billion in less than 6 months. Have you ever heard of such a thing from one company? I mean, Disney, maybe Disney had a time machine and they would and saw that if they bought Marvel and bought Star Wars, that it would generate them money for a long, long time. It's like they just, Beverly Hills Cop 3, when Axel Foley with the Wally World, and underneath Wally World, they was printing out real money, and they was printing out Wally Bucks, and it's like this, that's what Disney's doing. They got their own plates and printer, and they just printing out their own money. They don't need to make money anymore. It's just print out the money that and flood the market with it. So let's keep an eye on that. You know, if you want to talk to me about that, you know, after you hear this, you can communicate me on Twitter at SilverSurfer4FOR, and or you can reach me on my Facebook page, which is not my civilian page, but it's under Jimmy Harvey. Kind of hate that name, but I had to use it because they wouldn't let me use Surfer on Facebook. So you can communicate me that way, or you can communicate me with the What Are You Reading comic book page on Facebook, where I do try to keep you up to date with news whenever I can, when the news is actually coming out, which, like I said, it's been kind of few and far between, because it's Avengers. Now, I could just post a lot of redundant articles about the Avengers and spoilers and speculation, but I did do a spoiler cast. I've been meaning to post that on the Facebook, but if you don't want to wait, it is on the Rat Eden Radio page, the spoiler cast we did, where we talked about the movie, spoiled it. So if you've seen the movie, you can always go back and listen to it, you know. And if you still haven't seen it yet, you know, you need to go see it. See it on the big screen. What is next? Oh, and let me talk about Gotham. Most controversial show on television when it comes to comic book shows. So many people hate it, just to a point where it just, Gotham destroyed this show and lost me a friend that I miss so much. And he doesn't talk to me no more. I've moved on, but I do miss the little fella. Well, you know, and he couldn't stand Gotham. And okay, but you know, I thought it was part of the show. I thought it was entertaining that we discussed all the TV shows and gave our opinions, whether we liked it or disliked it. You know, that's neither here nor there. That's bring it to all due. Here's what I want to get to. You know, they've been all season long, they've been doing these little mini arcs that have to do with major Batman villains. Like, everyone's been there except for Two-Face at this point. We've seen Mr. Freeze. Of course, the Penguin and the Riddler, they are two mainstays of the show. Which to me makes a lot more sense. Those two are there as villains in a town without Batman there to stop them, because they haven't, they're coming up. Their whole story has been on the come up. But we've seen Ra's al Ghul show up. Now, he's shown up recently, but we don't know when he's going to show back up again. We've seen the Scarecrow. We've seen the Mad Hatter. And we've seen Firefly. It's been an assortment of characters showing up. But the one controversial character was Jerome, which everybody said he's really the Joker. And I resisted that. You know, when he first came up, he had to laugh, but that was it. And, you know, he was brought in because his mother was murdered. It turned out he murdered her. So he's a little bit crazy. Then he gets manipulated by another. It's been so long since this guy was on there. I can't think of his name, but he was trying to take over the city, become the mayor, all this other stuff. He was using Jerome as a pawn. Well, Jerome ended up getting killed. So you think, all right, that's done. Jerome's done. But Hugo Strange had some kind of way of reanimating people, bringing them back to life. And Jerome was one of them. And Jerome's face gets cut off because one of his crazy followers, before he got Robert to like cut his face off so he could put Jerome's face on him and try to pretend he was Jerome. So Jerome is brought back to life, and then he's, you know, puts his own face back on, stitches it back on, and he looks like the Joker from the new 52 Batman who had his face cut off and then stitched back on. And you know, he would show up, disappear, you know, they would try to make it where young Bruce Wayne was, had a hand in stopping him, you know. He got thrown in Arkham where he was basically running the joint. And then they did this storyline where him, Mad Hatter, and Scarecrow, you know, they escape from Arkham and they start wrecking havoc. You know, they team up with Firefly and Mr. Freeze, and you know, they bring in the Penguin, because the Penguin, you know, he'll buy this time. And Penguin brings in Butch, who's now, who looks like Solomon Grundy, and was going by Solomon Grundy when he didn't have his memory, but now he got his memory back, so he looks like Solomon, but he's Butch, and he's the strongest Solomon Grundy. And of course the Penguin, all he's about is making money and having power. But Jerome wasn't about that. He wanted to cause chaos. And he's setting into motion some plans. And he seemed to be fooling everybody. And it turns out, of course, Jerome had a twin brother named Jeremiah. And Jeremiah is scared of his brother. Jeremiah's like, I'm not as crazy like him. He wants to kill me. Jerome's acting like, well, you know, the reason why I'm like this is your fault. You turned me in. All this other stuff. You know, just dumb family stuff. They make up a laughing gas for Jerome, and he's using it on people, but he was going to drop it on Gotham, and that didn't work. Jerome ended up dying for a second time. He falls off a building. Like, he could have been rescued by Jim Gordon, when he's hanging off of a pipe, but instead he decides to let go because he'd rather die, because it's funny to him. But what he does, he sends a package to his twin brother Jeremiah, and he gets squirted with the laughing gas, but it's a special gas that would drive him crazy without killing him. So now everybody thinks that, you know, it's over, but Jerome's followers are still out there, and Bruce Wayne, you know, he's very fucking naive for someone's going to turn into Batman one day. You know, he sees that Jeremiah is brilliant and was making all these devices and stuff. And he's like, yeah, I want to give you a grant. I want you to, you know, we're going to change Gotham together. And Jerome, who is, you know, brilliant in his planning. He sets in motion a plan after his death where his followers, you know, his pawns doing on to dig up his body, and then they take over the GCPD, and then they make Jeremiah think that they're coming after him. And Bruce Wayne's trying to convince him, no, your brother's dead, he's not going to hurt you. And Jeremiah admits that he was sprayed with this gas, but it didn't work. It just made his face look white, or whatever. But he reveals that part later, but it just made his face look white. But, it's starting to show that he actually is kind of crazy. So, of course, he's supposed to be morphing into the real Joker. And he, you know, tricks Gordon into going back to his house, which is basically like a maze, and tries to lock him in there with this energy sources that's set to blow up. And they got this girl in this mask who I guess is supposed to be Harley Quinn, but it's not. She's not Harley Quinzel, so she's pre-Harley Quinn. You know, not going to be the real Harley Quinn, but somebody's acting like her for the moment. And then, of course, it's discovered that this plan is in motion. It's not really Jerome's plan, but Jeremiah's plan. And now he's crazy. Now, they just dropped the trailer where they're showing all the things Jeremiah's going to do to destroy Gotham. He wants to blow the city up. He got these power sources he built all around the city that he could just blow up with a push of a button. And he's really going crazy. And I have to admit, even though I don't like that they're bringing whoever's supposed to be the Joker into Gotham, because I don't think the Joker of all people should be around without an actual Batman to stop him, it has been the most interesting Gotham stories they've done in since the show's been on the air. Now, I don't know if the season's going to end with that, because I mentioned Ra's al Ghul being there. He got killed early in the season by Bruce Wayne. You know, Bruce Wayne stabbed him with this special knife that was supposed to, the only thing that was supposed to be able to kill him, where he couldn't resurrect in a Lazarus pit, and it had to be by Bruce Wayne. And Ra's is telling, yeah, I want to die. And when Bruce stabbed him, of course, it affected him. He became a douche, but he's supposed to be out of it now. But Ra's supposedly passed his powers on to Barbara Keen, who, you know, started off as Jim Gordon's girlfriend and went crazy, and then went even crazier and become a crown boss and trying to run a club and trying to do this women can run things just as good as men type of stuff. She was even killed once last season and was brought back to life by Ra's al Ghul, and that's when he gave her her power. So when he died, she had his powers, and the League of Assassins shows up. They supposed to follow her, but the men, being chauvinistic, I guess, they're like, we're not following a woman, we're going to take the power from you. The women in the League then turned on them. They want to follow her. The rest of the men who don't get killed, they're like, we got to bring Ra's al Ghul back. And they force him back to life through using Bruce Wayne's blood. So then Ra's takes back his power, and now he's alive again. So it's a question when he's going to show up this season, whether his story going to play out this season or maybe into next season. But right now, it's the Jerome and Jeremiah show. So that's like I say, it's been very interesting what they've done with that. Another show I've been watching is Krypton. You know, this is supposed to be Superman's pappy, and the timeline's kind of off because this is supposed to be 200 years before Krypton is destroyed. Which means that either Jor-El was super old when he had his son, and then Sag-El, who's the grandfather, had him in Super Bowl when he had Jarrell. And the whole thing is, they live in Candle, and Candle is the city that Brainiac rips away. And that's been the storyline throughout, that Brainiac is coming. And of course, they don't know what's going on. But the whole thing, the House of L, his Seg's grandfather is being killed because he will not recognize the face of Rao, which is their religion. And they got this guy who claims to speak for Rao, and he you know, because of that, you got followers, you got power, and then you got this other house that's kind of opportunistic. So first episode, the grandfather's killed, and then the house is stripped of their name and their guild. So the House of L means nothing. Now, at this time this happened, Seg wasn't just a kid, but now he's an adult, and he's a rankless, they call, and you know, he's trying to find his way. His mother and father ends up getting killed because there's this group called Black Zero who doesn't follow the teachings of Rao, and they're considered a threat to the government. And they kind of think maybe the House of L's involved, but they're not. But the parents are trying to protect their son Seg because he has found his grandfather's Fortress of Solitude. It has a lot of secrets in there, of course, that they don't want getting out, because this is the this is the smart people on Krypton. So stuff that the grandfather came up with, you just don't just let that get out. Anyway, so Seg was going out with a Zod, because the Zod family, of course, they all military, and you got the one Zod girl who's, you know, they're in love with each other, but you know that's not gonna last because they don't go forward. But he has a mother who's in charge of the military, and you know, it's one of those situations where the family, they have love for each other, but what's more important than that is the duty that they're supposed to have as a Zod. You know, now you know why General Zod is the way he is, because that's what he does. You know, he's a Zod. Anyway, so Zach Sag is, you know, he's not doing enough with his life until he gets met by a stranger who happens to be Adam Strange, who's traveled back in time to say, look, you know, your grandson is the greatest hero of all time, and his existence is being threatened unless you do something. And Seg's been stumbling and bumbling his way through things because, you know, he don't know what he's doing. But here's the interesting things that have happened on the show as of late. The person who was supposed to be the face of Rao got infected by Brainiac. So now Brainiac has taken over this body. He's using it to, keep the people in line so he can do what he's planning on doing, which is rip Candor out of the ground and take it with him. Some other guy who's running Black Zero shows up, and he's trying to stop Brainiac too, and it turns out it's General Zod. He's traveled back in time too. Now, I know a lot of people are probably upset that the Zods are black in this show, and it's probably upsetting them, and they probably haven't watched it, but that's, you know. And the thing was, Adam Strange has claimed he's there to stop Brainiac. Really, he's there to stop Zod, because if Zod stops Brainiac from ripping out Candor, then Krypton never explodes, and Superman is never sent to Earth, and he never becomes Superman. and he doesn't stop Darkseid and whatever other universal threats are out there. So that's been the situation. Like, what do you do? What do you say? What do you do? Do you allow events to happen that you know when this city is ripped out of Krypton, it'll throw things off that in 200 years the planet's gonna blow up? Or do you save the city and save the people and save Krypton? But of course, the alternate future where there's no Superman and no greatest hero of all time, no greatest decent hero of all time. So, I mean, it's not the greatest show, but it's been interesting, the routes they're taking. And you know, they talked about Adam Strange mentioned that the Brady has to take Kandor, and like the Zods and the Els, they made it out of Kandor and got to the main city of Krypton before it got ripped out. And you know, they talked about how people die in the Battle of Krypton. Well, Zod tells them, you know, the General Zod that we know, he's telling, and the guy's playing, I love him. He played this character on Doctor Who named Dr. Moon, so I always see him as Dr. Moon. He was the stepfather in the first couple seasons of Arrow. He also was in the first Resident Evil movie, like one of the military leaders. But I love that guy because he's Dr. Moon to me. So, and I, for some reason, he's like a perfect General Zod. He's not the Neil, but if he had showed up in a Superman movie as Zod, he would have fit the role. To me, he's General Zod at this point. So, damn, basketball game on, and team's getting blown out. Anyway, so I hope you was able to make it out for Free Comic Book Day yesterday, which what was Stanley saying in the chat room? Sorry, I was just robbed. He took my wallet and my Rolex. Who's robbing you, Stanley? What's going on? You listening to me and got robbed? I feel responsible. It's a Free Comic Book Day. You know, of course, celebrate every year. It's been around for like, what, 15, 16 years maybe? It gets bigger and bigger every year. I remember in the beginning, barely anybody was showing up. And now it's like, store I go to, long lines down to the corner and everything. And you know, it's always successful. I love going to Free Comic Book Day, getting my free books. I spend a lot of money during the year that, you know. And, of course, those comics ain't free to the store. They have to pay for them, too. But they're giving away for free, hoping to drum up more business and, you know, usually have sales. And, of course, one, you know, Marvel puts out a book, which I grabbed, which was, Avengers story tying into the new Avengers series where they're dealing with Celestials, and it's also dealing with the what they're calling Avengers 1 million BC, which is made up of Odin, who's in the Thor role. You know, this was a young Odin, and he was carrying around Mjolnir and everything, and this is before man really developed. You got the Star Brand, which, you know, they've used lately in the comics. And the Star Brand was, I think it was from one of Marvel's other companies. And he's kind of like a Hulk creature that was, you know, so he's a standard for the Hulk. And it's strange that they have the Phoenix. They have a woman as the Phoenix. And her Odin, you know, they having a love affair and stuff. But you got the Panther God, you got the original Iron Fist, you got the original source of Supreme was Agamotto, and the original Ghost Rider. Who else is in this team? A couple of people I'm not thinking of right now, but so you know, with the new Avengers, all of their modern counterparts. Thor is going to be, of course, you got Thor, Iron Man, Captain America. They're going to be the Avengers. But now Doctor Strange is going to be a part of the team, you know. And the Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider. You're going to have Captain Marvel. You're going to have the She-Hulk. This looks like it's going to be a powerful team. And, you know, their first threat is Celestials. And the last time the Celestials showed up, Odin got his ass kicked, and he was trying to fight them by himself. I'm trying to figure out what the Avengers are going to do, but it, you know, we'll see how this plays out. And other books I got the Doctor Who, got the DC Superhero Girls. I think I got Attack on Titans and a few other books. So I hope you enjoyed your free comic book day. And the next time you have a chance to get free comic books day is around Halloween. They used to have a Halloween fest, they call it. I don't know if that's for everybody or mainly just for the kids. So, and let's see. Any news to talk about? Because like I said, it's been skimpy on the news. And yeah, so far as trailers go, Avengers Ant-Man and Wasp dropped this week, of course, because they want to show it in the theaters. You know, it's supposed to probably originally drop because this was supposed to be the weekend that Avengers was originally supposed to open, but they moved it up a week, so. Excuse me. Not really much to talk about. This is an article I got here, how Professor X became part of the Brexit debate, excuse me. I don't know why I don't just leave Patrick Stewart alone. And Infinity War hasn't given Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ratings bump, which is sad because I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. might be the best of the shows I watch on TV as far as the comic book shows. You know, they did this half a season where they was in the future and Earth was been destroyed. Now the second half has been trying to stop that from happening, but it seems like everything they're doing is actually going to make it happen. And one of the things that they've been dealing with is the gravitonium, which is the element that's going to make graviton one day. And General Talbot, who got shot in the head last season by LMD Daisy Johnson, and apparently was nursed back to health by Hydra and brainwashed, but he's still crazy. He takes in this gravitonium, and now he has these powers, and it's driving him even more crazy. He's not listening to nobody. He's not listening to Coulson, and he thinks S.H.I.E.L.D.'s been the enemy this whole time, because they've had this kind of deal where they used to chase down S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff. But you know, there's been these aliens, Kree included, about six of them. They call themselves the Confederate. They've been trying to get their hands on Earth, and they've been lying to Hydra, who's been in communication with them for a long time, and they're making them think, we will keep you safe because Thanos is coming. But they're lying because they know they can't do shit against Thanos. And they even mentioned Thanos is attacking the Earth as we speak, because they're up on this spaceship out in space, and they've convinced Talbot that he's the only one who can stop him, but he needs to take in more gravitonium, which could lead to the Earth being destroyed like we saw in the future. And poor Talbot going crazy. And he, the actor, he's on Supergirl too. He's one of the many villains of Supergirl. He's not like the main villain, but he's kind of like a weasel. Like, he's a stand-in for Lex Luthor. Because, like, they're not using the real Lex Luthor. And his sister, Lena Luthor, hasn't turned bad yet. But, you know, eventually she will, because she's a Luthor. And then she'll be the real villain in upcoming seasons. So, I think, since I'm not getting any calls, I'm going to call it a night. But there's more shows here on rentionradio.com. I don't know for sure, but maybe at 7 p.m. there might be a pre-show for the WWE Backlash. So if you're listening live and you want to tune into that, you might want to come back at 7. If not, then hey, you can don't have to worry about it. But tomorrow night, 11:15, Sports Report. Tuesday, doubleheader of the Shining Wizards at 7 and the Rant at 9. Fridays, Rant Wrestling at 5, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9. Midnight Jury, usually on Saturday nights, like once or twice a month. You know, they've been doing extra shows as of late. Who knows, if you tune in, maybe they'll give you a show every week. And I guess I'll be back on for, you know, Mother's Day next Sunday for the What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 p.m. If not, well, hey, you know, life got in the way and things happen. Oh, did I get a call? Oh, no, I did not. All right, so that's the show for today. And I appreciate you listening. See you next time. Peace.